Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Can anybody remember when you were born again?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I remember. I was a boy. My dad took us. We hadn't been going to church. My grandma took us to church, but my parents hadn't been going to church. And the Lord healed my little brother. My little brother that should have been dead, should have died. And I mean, we had a miracle. And my mom and dad wouldn't even go into church. My grandmother, though, was a prayer and a believer. But when we came home with my little brother, who should have been dead, she called us to come see her, my grandmother. So we came, my mom, my dad, me, my little brother. And she said, my grandmother's soft-spoken, wonderful, dear woman. She's in heaven now for many years. I'm looking forward to seeing her again. She said, the Lord has healed our baby. We all knew it. Something had happened. And she said, I told him that if he'd heal our baby, y'all would serve him. Did I lie? My dad hung his head. He said, no, ma'am. And that was Saturday. Sunday morning, we were in church. And when the Baptist pastor gave the invitation for the altar call to get saved, my daddy got up and walked down the aisle and knelt and gave his heart to the Lord. And I thought my daddy hung the moon. And so I thought, well, if he needs to go, I probably need to go too. So as a 13-year-old boy, I got up and followed him down the altar. And I was changed. Well, you know, one of the things I noticed the next day when I went to school, the people I didn't like, they seemed okay now. You know, this one I really didn't like. I looked at them and I thought, well, they're okay. See, when you pass from life to death, the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. I was changed. I knew something was changed. I saw through different eyes. I'm reconciled to God. You might say, well, you're just a 13-year-old boy. I mean, how could you be at odds with God? I was, because I had chosen to ignore Him. I had chosen wrong, just like you chose wrong at some point in your life. Everybody must be reconciled to God or remain separated from Him. He's made the provision through Jesus that anybody and everybody can be right with God if you will. And as soon as you get right with God, now you got a new job. You have now the ministry of helping anybody else get right with God, just like you got right with God. And don't give us this I'm not a preacher stuff. This has got nothing to do with being a preacher. This has got to do with caring whether people go to heaven or hell.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And caring that what God has done for you, that other people experience the same grace and the same life and same kindness. You don't have to quote a bunch of scriptures. You just have to be unashamed to testify about what He's done for you. You're an eyewitness. You were there. So he says, verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Now if they already were, everybody was already automatically reconciled to God, independently of what they do or don't do, there is no need for a ministry of reconciliation. There is no need to tell anybody or plead with anybody. Get right with God. Be reconciled to God. because they already are, just based on what Jesus did. No, even though the Lord has done it, each individual still must believe it and receive it. It's a choice. And if you don't receive it, you're not right with God. Even though the price has been paid, you have refused to receive it. You have rejected it. And that is the most serious sin anybody can commit on the planet. Nobody's going to destruction. Nobody's going to hell only because they are a liar or a thief or a murderer or any terrible thing. The only sin that people go for is rejection of the Master and His sacrifice and His lordship, because He paid for all those sins.
That's right.
You might not forgive them, but He does.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
He does. So we've been reconciled by faith in Him, and we have the ministry of reconciliation. Go with me, please, to the book of 1 John. We stopped there, I believe, last week, looking at some things. There's so much about this in the first epistle of John, 1 John, just five brief chapters. And I encourage you to look into this. Read 1 John again during these teachings. It doesn't take long at all. Or, you know, there are apps that you can put on your phone. It'll read it to you, right? Just focus and listen. I mean, it's so easy to do these days. But 1 John is amazing, like all the scriptures. But in what we're talking about, the Spirit of God through Him is focusing specifically on this, both our relationship and fellowship with God and with our brother, with each other. In 1 John, notice this, 1 John 2 and 8. 1 John 2, 8, he says again, "A new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shines." Jesus is the light. Verse 9, "He that says he's in the light." Now I need to review just a little bit. Last week we talked about being in fellowship with Him, chapter 1, 1 John 1:1, and that chapter about how if you walk in darkness, you're not fellowshipping with the Lord. You're lying about it. Because if you're walking with Him, you're walking in the light, because He is light. In order to fellowship with darkness, you got to get away from light. You got to take a deviation from light. So this is the second chapter. So this flows from chapter 1 into this. "He that says he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there's none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knows not where he's going, because that darkness has blinded his eyes." Now what you'll see in these chapters in 1 John is that our fellowship with God and our relationship and our fellowship and our communion with Him is first of all based on our accepting what Jesus has done and our faith in that. That allows us our union and fellowship with Him. But we see also that how we treat each other affects our fellowship with Him. Yes. And that first and foremost, to be reconciled to God is that you acknowledge you need a Savior. You can't save yourself. And you accept what Jesus has done. You put faith in that. That gets you back with God. But if you treat your brother wrong, that interrupts your fellowship, not just with them, but with the Father. Doesn't mean you're lost. Doesn't mean He hates you. Doesn't mean He writes you off. But it's God's a person. He's a whole lot like us. Now, when you say that, people go, Well, are we made in His likeness and image?
Yes.
Are we a whole lot like Him?
Yes.
Are we made in His likeness and image?
Yes, sir.
Are we like Him?
Yes.
Then He's got to be like us. You can't hold up two of these chairs and go, this chair is just like this chair, but this chair is nothing like this chair. Doesn't work. The fact that we have feelings and emotions and a lot of the things that we see the way we do, minus the perversions and distortions, is because He has them. God has what we would call emotions or feelings. He can be angry. He can be hurt. He can be sad. He can be mad. He can be glad. He sings.
Yes.
I'm quoting scriptures.
Yes.
How many would like a CD of a few of God's favorites?
Yes.
And I mean, He's doing the vocals on the track. The Almighty. That's one of the things I'm looking forward to past this life. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Millions of us around the throne, and an angel says, shh, 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 the Father's going to sing now. You suppose He can hit some notes?
Yes. Yes.
He invented notes.
Right.
I reckon He could invent some new ones while He's singing.
Yeah.
We got some amazing things ahead of us.
Thank you, Lord.
But what I'm saying is that just like you, your fellowship with somebody can be affected by how they treat your kids.
Mm. Yes, sir.
He's that way. You're that way because He's that way. What if somebody wants to be your best friend? Loves you, loves you, loves you. Think you hung the moon and stars, but they treat your kid like dirt. Kick them when they're down. Hurt them. Are you okay? Yeah, but they like you. No, actually the opposite is true. Even if they kind of slight you and don't pay much attention to you, if they save your child, you're their friend for life.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
if they're there when your child needs them, they don't have to pay attention to you. They made a friend forever.
That's right.
Well, the Father's this way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.